Okay, in Kuf Chaf Dalet, we're up to Sif Yud Beis. We've covered 11 Sifim in 2 weeks, which is pretty good for us. See, when you're away, see what happens. But really, the first 9 Sifim, as we said, were general rules about which individuals create Yayin Nesach. And Sif Yud Yud Aleph started the dinim of which Negiya creates Yayin Nesach. The main theme of Kuf Chaf Dalet is that there are a host of circumstances under which Yayin Nesach is mutter b'hanah and only aser b'shtiyah. First 9 Sifim brought different people who aser only because of chasnus, ger taishav and the like, and not b'shtiyah. And now, in Sif Yud, we had the 3 conditions that in order to aser b'hanah, you need that he's mechavin to touch it, and that he knows it's wine, and that he's not an Isaac B'davar Acher. What exactly Isaac B'davar Acher is, that's what we're going to learn. So Sif Yud Beis, the 5 Sifim that we're going to learn today, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Hesvav, Tezayin, are 5 Maisim, 5 stories, things that happened, 3 are from the Gemara and 2 are from the Rishayim, Shilas that came up where there was a Psak. Now before I learn Sif Yud Beis, I just want to Tazer Shach Yud Tes, because Shach Yud Tes is very, very important yidia. It's based on Shulchan Aruch later, but the Shach has a synopsis, a clear psak of a case that's mutter b'shtiyah. It's not only mutter b'hanah. Most of the chidushim of Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet are things that are mutter b'hanah, also b'shtiyah. But look at Sifkat Yud Tes in the Shach. B'davar acher shebiyadai. There it said in the Shulchan Aruch that if a guy touches with a davar acher shebiyadai, a guy touches it through something else, and he's mishach sheikh, so it's also bahanah. On that, the shach said, dafke bekavana, avos sholoi bekavana yesh chilek. If a guy touches wine, and he's not mechavin to touch wine, there's a chilek beinaga biyadai lenaga bedavar acher. The biyadai oiser b'shtia, that if he touches it with his hand, sholoi bekavana, that's like most things in this siman. It asks b'shtia, not bahanah. So here we have the chiddush that a guy shaloi bikavana who touches aydei davar acher, who touches through a stick, or we're going to talk later even through a bottle, that he's not going to ask even b'shtia. So we'll get to applications of this in sifcha yudal chav dalid, but that's the rule. Glove? So a glove, the chak, some cipher, piste tshuva beis. Yeah, the piste tshuva beis brought from some cipher that held that a glove is called negiya b'davar acher. I mentioned that Ramesh has a tshuva he names on fakert, and even though usually some cipher we would rely on, but I think in the some cipher that gloves is called negiya b'davar acher, it's a chiddush that I don't think. The Paiskim would agree with that. Okay, so and that's some cipher we don't rely on, the gloves. Alright, let's go through Sif Yud Beis and on, which are individual cases. Let me tell you the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis is based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Nun Zayin. The Gemara there says that a guy came into a store, a Jew's wine store, and he asked the Jew if he has any wine. Now the Jew didn't want this guy patching around with his wine, so he said, "Wine? No, we don't have wine here." So the guy got very upset. So he stuck his hands in the wine, and he was mishach sheikh, and he said, "What's this?" That's what he did. So the Nusach HaGemara is that he stuck his hand in the wine, and he was mishach sheikh, and he said, "What's this?" And then he walked out. He did more, but with the Geas is that's the story. So the Gemara says it's Asabana. He was Meshach Sheikh. So the beginning of this Shulchan Aruch is that story, which doesn't seem to have a tremendous chiddush. We're going to try to figure out what the chiddush is. The Rambam, when he brings the Maisa, leaves out the word Shichshuch. It says the guy touched the wine, and it's asabahanah. That's a problem, because guy touching wine without shichshuch doesn't asabahanah. So that the Taz test here is marach a little. Rama says that the Rambam meant he was Mishach Shech. He just didn't, he already said earlier that he asked us through Shech Shech, so he didn't repeat it. So whatever the Rambam sheet is, let's learn the Mechaber. Oyvi kechavim shenichtes labayis lechanus Yisrael levakish yayin. A guy walked into a house or a store of a Jew to ask for wine, upashat yaday kishu mechapes, and he stuck out his hand searching. He touched the wine and he was Meshach Shech, it's also Bahanoah. So period. That is the Gemara. What's the Chiddush in this Gemara? What? That's not Bishtiyah, but he was Mamish Meshach Shech with his hands. So Lachar is Pashit. That it's also Bahanoah. So Chazainish says the Chiddush is the Mechabe added the word Pashit Yadiku Mechapes. If somebody is Isaac B'davar Acher, we're going to see in the next sif, he doesn't ask a Bahanoah. If he's sticking, touching the wine while he's doing something else, it doesn't ask. So the Chiddush here is, even if he was looking if it's wine, since he knew it might be wine, that's enough to ask her. So therefore, it's Neser Bahanoah. Now before we go by, the Shach Ravav, I told you we're going to have the Shach throughout the Simen. He keeps us sticking in these words. Shachovav neser b'hanah lididon muter b'hanah b'makim hefsid lididon. Now, if you look in the previous shach, what's going on in the previous sim? He also lididon if you're not muter b'hanah b'makim hefsid. And if you look at the shach later in Lamed, he's going to say again lididon it's shari apishti b'makim hefsid. So he keeps on sticking in that our goyim we learned last week, that our goyim that are not oiv de'avodah zara, that we're makel for reasons we'll see in Chav Dalet. We're mekel, but makim hefsid, not hefsid meruba. Any makim hefsid, that it's mutter b'hanah, the wine that the guy that the goyim have, that our goyim have. Last week, people asked how much wine is a makim hefsid, so it's hard to say. But if somebody gets an expensive bottle of wine from a goyim during the holidays, and it comes from a medina where the goyim are not really yodei avodah zarah, so then that wine, as we said, is the Shas says Makam Hefsid is Mutter Bahanoah.
What do you like in Chabad? Lididam means our goyim?
Lididam is our goyim, the goyim among us.
The Nafidado has that Mutter Hefsid.
The what?
When we say Nafidado, it's right?
Yeah, the Nechais Dargo is just Makam Hefsid, right?
The
Kedushim
would have been that he's Isaac B'Davar Acher, or is that he doesn't know that
it's not? The Kedushim of Mechapes, I think it's that you might think it's a Isaac B'davar Acher. He's not thinking about Nisuch. The head of Isaac B'davar Acher is that he's not thinking about Nisuch. He's thinking about something else. You mean you could say a head because he knows it may not be wine. It's a little hard in the Gemara. Maybe. It's hard in the Gemara. He went into a wine store and he stuck it in his hand. He was told it's not. I understand. Right. Could be the way you're saying it. It's funny. Chazanish says it. And he says, how did the Mechaber know? How did he know to say such a Chiddush? Alright, so that's the first part of the Sif. Let's move on. V'misarei v'acher, and wine mixes with other wine. V'misarei v'acher, d'mei ha'yayin ha'mishukshach osa b'hanah, v'ashar mutar b'hanah. That the wine which is Meshuch Shach is Asa Bahanoah, but the rest is Mutter. Again, it's a Chiddush here, that the wine doesn't ask the other wine Bahanoah. So if you have 5 ounces of Yayin Nesach, and it fell into a bottle with 20 ounces of good wines, now you have 25 ounces, you're allowed to go to a guy and sell it to him, tell him I have 20 ounces of wine, how much are you willing to pay for it? And he's actually going to get 25 ounces. So I don't know if you can tell him that I'm giving you 25 for the price of 20, because then you have a benefit. He's going to be willing to pay more. But you do 20. Now the Shach here brings Chav Zayin. V'yim kolay v'kechavim chutz midmei ayin esach shabai k'lekamon sekot nesama beiz. V'im yesh samuch mutra afilu b'shtia k'lekamon. If the shishim k'nega the ayin that's aser, it's mutra afilu b'shtia. Now again, you have to know, this is again lididan. The Dina de Gemara is the Yayin Esach min b'minay asus b'mashim. And that's the Mechaber's Pesach. And later on, Kaflam and Dalin. The Ramah says, by our Goyim, we'll make all that as Batal
B'shishim. When you say our Goyim, you're talking about the natural form or the
Masa? Both. okay, we had one kula in the beginning of Kufchav Gimel that our goyim are not menaseh, but that's a reason that you don't have to be chayshu stamazai that they're menaseh. The kula that they talk about here in this simon, which is going to be Sifchav Dalid, is that our goyim, we have this rule of nechayz darga. Our goyim are not our day of Zara. If it would be normally asa ba'anah, it's muta ba'anah. Normally, only it'll be asa b'shtiyah. L'didan, it's muta b'shtiyah. That's the kula that they're referring to here. It's true also that that in earlier times, where the goyim were more like day of Avodah Zarah, that there's such a kula that they're not menasech. That was in the beginning of Kufchav Gimel, right in the beginning. The Rama said, "Bismarazeh inish shriya sheumis menastim la'avodas kechavim." But that's not enough to do the Chais Darga to a Het Ishtiyah. And they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah means, like Taisa says, they're not, they don't care enough about their Avodah Zarah that they walk around thinking about their Avodah Zarah. That's the Darga. And that we had here in Kufchav Dalid. If you want, I'll explain it again, just so we have to get there. The basis of the kula of Chav Dalet that the Shakis are referring to, which is later, is based on this. That we said if a guy touches Shaloi Bekavana, he doesn't ask the Bahana. That's a rule. Now, nor what's a normal case, a guy asks a Shaloi Bekavana. A guy, the Gemara has a case where he's climbing down a ladder. He went out to pull a lulav off a tree. So he climbed up a ladder, comes down with the lulav, and on the way, why a guy needs a lulav, I don't know. But on the way down, without noticing, his lulav gets stuck into the wine. So he doesn't even realize he's touching the wine. That's the Gia Shalai B'Kavana. So the Gemara says the Gia Shalai B'Kavana does not asa b'hanoah. The Ramah in Chav Dalet is going to say that our Goyim, even when they touch knowingly, it's called Negiya Shalai B'Kavana, because it's Shalai B'Kavana's Nisuch. Because we know that our Goyim don't walk around thinking about Nisuch all the time. So when they touch things, we know it's always Shalai B'Kavana's Nisuch. It's now a Kavana of Tibi Menasech, and that's a Ramas Chiddush, that's called Shalai B'Kavana. Now we're going to get to that Chiddush.
That's really what we said in Kufchav Gimel, that it's not
Tibi
Menasech. It could be very close,
I understand. It's seen as a lack of frumkeit. Taisus brings it. The language is not the way you're saying it. The language of the Ramas Chiddush is the way I'm saying it. They don't have nisuch on their mind because they're not into being a devei dezara. That's my understanding. Okay, even if they say that they're, you know, the question is, a guy when the Pope came to Yankee Stadium a number of years ago, so they had so of course they did a poll in the papers, and they said 80% or 70% of New Yorkers see themselves as followers of the Pope. Now the Pope holds that birth control is usser, or whatever word they use for usser. Right, birth control, abortion, these things are biblical prohibitions. Now, how many of that 80% hold that birth control or divorce or all these things are us? You know, it's one thing to say that when there's a show in Yankee Stadium, they go. And another thing to say that they're Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means that they're from, to touch that face, and Avodah Zarah says that they're just not from. Okay, let's get back to here. Kroys to tshuva, right. Well, for Jews it's only for Goy it may not be. The end of Sif Yudbeis, Avalam Hashit Yaday Lachavis. However, if a guy sticks his hand into a barrel, Kasavar Shehu Shel Shemen, he thinks it's oil. Vinimsa Shel Yayin, it comes out that it's wine. So the halacha is that it's mutter bahana, because when he stuck in his hand, he thought he's touching oil. He didn't think he's touching wine. What's the chiddush? I guess it means even if when he touches it, he realizes it's wine, it's still mutter.
It's not like
So there, he's Musupik if it's wine. So there, we said it's us, we said that it's Asabana. Here we're saying, Kasavishul Shoshemin. He was certain it's oil. And he stuck his hand in, and then he discovered that it's wine, so therefore, it's Mutar Bahana. So on that, what? Right. If he didn't realize till he pulled out his hand, that's certainly mutter. Because he couldn't have done shishuch at any time. Question would be if he realizes while his hand is in. And that's totally a sifyut gimel, which we're going to see in a minute. Now, taz yud, again, we're going to keep on seeing this whole simon. Ksavishu shel shemen. Memeilu lididan mutter echel l'bishtia. What does he mean? Again, the chaystarga, right? Because since even by real goyim, it's only aser b'hana, it's only aser b'shtiyah mutabana. So we had the rule that by our goyim we say the chaystarga. So here also you go down a step, and l'didan it's mutter. It's funny the Taz doesn't mention anything about b'makom hefsid, but okay.
When
the goyim became less religious. I don't know. Tysus seems to say it, and it's in around his time period. Tysus, yeah, it's a Tysdaf Beis. Sure. Tysus says the first Mishnah like the Zara says 3 days before the Chag you're not allowed to do things. So Tysus says they're not so from. If you're going to give him money, then I can go thanks. So Tysus says enough to be mapper on the day of the Chag. Today, even on the day of the Chag, we don't. Okay, let's see. So that's story number one. Yud Beis is the mice of the fellow who went into the wine store, and his case is Asabahana, and we have a case where he doesn't know it's wine, where it's Mutabahana. I can move on to Sif Yud Gimel. Second mice. This mice is also a Gemara. This one's Daf Nun Tes. Now here, it's more Yisaidistic. The Shach brought it earlier. We had a case where a guy dropped an esrig into a barrel of wine. It's funny, you have a guy getting a lulav, a guy with an esrig, I don't know. Anyway, that's the mice of the Gemara. The Gemara says that the guy, esrig, esroiga, the nafla l'chamra, the guy stuck in his hand to get the esrig out. So here, he stuck his hand in, and he was Meshach Sheikh. He felt around for the Esrig. He got a hold of the Esrig. So I think it was Rav Ashi in the Gemara. He said, grab his hand, quick. While his hand was in there, he said, grab his hand. They grabbed his hand, and don't let him be Meshach Sheikh. So after he got the Esrig, they grabbed his hand. And then they opened the faucet, they let the wine out without him moving his hand. And that's Mutar Bahana. Okay, 1 second, I'll answer that. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? He was Meshashech already. So the Pshat is, when he stuck in his hand to find the Esrig, so then he was Eisik B'davar Acher. When he stuck in his hand to get the Esrig, he was Eisik B'davar Acher, he was busy getting his Esrig. So that Shechshech is nothing. What we're worried about is after he grabs the Esrig, now he's not busy B'davar Acher anymore. As he's removing the esrig, I might think removing the esrig is also Eisik B'davar Acher. So it says, no. Rav Ashi said, once he grabs the esrig, now we're afraid he'll be Meshachshach on the way out. And therefore, grab his hand, don't let him do Shechshach, let the wine out. And the wine is still going to be Asa B'shtia, because the guy touched it, but it's going to be Mutar Bahana. Now, this Gemara is important for a side reason. The Shach brought it earlier, it's a Kotl Chav, because this is the Makar that a guy touching wine doesn't Aser it Bahana, which has nothing to do with our Goyim, it's even their Goyim. What people say that if a guy touches wine, it's Aser Bahana, it's not technically true. If the guy does Shechshuch, it's Aser. Shechshuch means he moves the wine around, then it's Aser. But the guy just touching the wine, the Giyah Ba'alma doesn't ask the Bahana, which is the beginning of Sif Yud Aleph, that it's only if there was a shirshuch, and therefore, and we learned that the Shas says from this Gemara, because in this Gemara, what does it help you grab the guy's hand? He's still touching the wine, he's still touching it. So we see that a guy touching wine does not aser bahana. Now, it's not such a big difference, because how much shirshuch is a shirshuch? You know, it's just shirshuch ma'at, the Taz said, it's also a shirshuch. But if you know there was no shirshuch, it's a case, the din is that it's mutter. So let's see the shirshuch. As long as he's dropping it, he's still oisiv b'davar acher. It's once he's finished, he's secure that he has it, that's when we're afraid. That's because the chatzitza you're wearing. Shishu is even you hold the bottle. It's also shishu.
You shake the bottle.
Yeah. So let's see if you get one. Right, you don't have to come out to Chos Daga. Maga without shirshuch is also ba'ano, is muta ba'ano also b'shtia. L'didan, the Chos Daga, even muta b'shtia. Shirshuch, that's what we're saying. If he's busy with something, we can't read his mind. So we don't know what's going on in his mind. But if we know he's busy with something, we assume he wasn't mechavim for shirshuch. If he's not busy with something, then we're afraid he was. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to it in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to it with the clean plate. Sif Yud Gimel inside. Just pull out his hand. Why don't you just pull out his hand? I guess if you could control it absolutely, nachinam, yeah, maybe they were afraid. I don't. Yeah, but if you're moving it, it shouldn't be. Okay. I suppose that that's why, because it's hard to control. If you know he's not moving, you know he's not moving. Shushu is even with one finger. It's a little hard to control. I assume that's the reason, just a practical reason. Let's see. Shachir is Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel. Harei Sheposhet Yodai Lechavish Shal Yayin. Litoel Misham Dovar Shenofel Sham. Someone stuck his hand into a barrel of wine to take something that was inside. And they grabbed his hand before he removed it. They don't let him move it. And they opened the barrel from underneath. And the wine level went below the level of his hand. And Shach Lamed says, Mutter Bahana, Kivan de Bishasach Nasus Yadai Loi Hasekavan Asai, Akitala Davan Shanafel Hisham. When he stuck in his hand, his kavanah was only to remove something. And afterwards, he's not moving the wine. There's no shirshuch. Lechem muta ba'ana. Ulididan, the kamelon kamon to cut nine off. The kol makim sheminadin muta ba'ana. Ulididan shari afishtia. The makim half siru adin hacha. Vein lefarsim hadavakid lekamon. The Ramah says later not to be lefarsim the heter, because people are going to be very mekel in Yayin Esech, but Lamaisa, there's this heter of Nechayz Darga. Okay, so that is, again, an easy sif. So having an easy simon, case to case, the basic rules. Let's go on to Sif Yud Dalet, story number three. Our Sif Yud Dalet is a little more complicated. Again, it's a case in the Gemara. I think this is Daf Samach, when the Zayin, the Tess, there's no Tess on the days, that what happened was, a barrel of wine sprung a leak. Now, the way the Mechaber says, it didn't just start leaking, but the faucet that was stuck into the wine barrel had been pulled out, and the wine was coming out. Now, the guy went and he stuck his finger into the hole to stop up the wine that it shouldn't run out of the barrel. He stuck in his finger to stop the wine from dripping out. Now, let's see the din And the Mechaber here breaks it into a number of cases. It starts with the Gemara's case, but the Gemara's case itself is a tremendous machlokes rishonim as to exactly what the rule that we're learning from it is. Chavish shenotla mimenu habarza, a barrel from which the faucet was removed. And he stuck in his finger until he was sticking it into the barrel. He's touching the wine. Kulai aser. Everything in the barrel is aser. So till now we had a bunch of kulis. Here, kulai aser. Now, before we go back to, why should it be aser? Why don't we say that he's busy with saving the wine? He's asuk. He's involved in saving the wine. So he doesn't have time to do shirshu. We said if somebody is busy, then he's not he's not mishashech. What? Yeah, you can wiggle your finger. Yeah, that's losha mechaber. That should not be ayin. Means until it's mamish inside. So the question is why it's asa. So the Taz in Yud Beis brings a few terutzim. The Bach said that just like by the esrig, you say calls him until he grabs the esrig, he's tarid. Once he has the esrig, he's not tarid. Here also, till he gets his finger in and stops it from leaking, he's tarid. But now his finger is inside. So now he's, I don't know if he's relaxed. I don't know if he's going to keep his finger there. But he's relaxed enough that he could possibly do shechshuch. That's the shita of the Bach. However, as the Taz points out, Rishayim, who came earlier than the Bach, already gave other pshatim. And here we have a machloikis like mikotza lakotza. The Rosh says that that's not called the tirda. Sticking in a finger to stop a leak, you know, it's not a tirda, that's a tarid. And it'll be mechavan le shechshuch, and that's the kavan, that's the chiddush of this sif. So the Rosh is very machmir. The Rajba, the other extreme, also brought here in the Taz, the Rajba is very makel. He says, really, it is a tirda. And really, sticking in your finger would not. The Gemara's case was a case where there were yidden standing around. Since there were yidden standing around, why did this guy stick in his finger? So here you could attach it to the Rashba two ways. The way the Taz says, see, he wasn't Torah, he knows, if I won't be successful, so one of the yidden will come and he'll save the wine. That's the way the Taz says it. Later we're going to have an explanation that for Karek, why did he stick in his finger to save a Jew's wine? Let someone else do it. Mestam, he was thinking for his Avay Dezara to do it. So the Rashba is really very makel. He says if the guy's alone and he sticks in his finger, we really could be makel. The Rosh says, even if the guy's alone, that's not called a tirda. Sticking a finger in a hole, that's not so such a tirda, and therefore it asks. Be that as it may, in this case, it asks. Now it's interesting. We're going to have Tosfos in this sugya said there's a difference if a guy sticks his finger in, or a guy puts his finger on the outside of the hole. And the Mechaber brings both. I don't know why. In Sif Yud Dalet, it brings if he sticks his finger in. And in Sif Chav Gimel, it talks about if he holds his hand on the outside of it. On the outside, can't do Shechshuch. So on the outside, it should be Mutter. So we're going to see in Achinami, if you stick it on the outside, not everything inside becomes Aser, but the question will be if the fact that he's holding the wine is enough to Aser. We'll get to that Chav Gimel. The truth is, we're going to get to it here too. Now here, listen carefully to the way the Mechaber breaks up the Sif, because till now we had three Gemaras, three Mechabers, it was easy. But as you see in Sif Yud Dalet, the Mechaber goes on to more additional dinim, and this is going to be very negayah.
What about the Shach?
The Didan, again, the Shach again sticks in. That the Mechaber is talking in the time of the Gemara, and by us it's more cooler, Dick. So that we're going to have. So let's read Sif Yud Dalet, and we'll see it moves on to additional dinim. Chavish shenotla mimenu abarza v'ichtes bai v'chav metzbai at shenoga b'yayin kula yasa. That we know. V'chei im hoitzi abarza atchuva b'nekev. Let's say there's this faucet stuck into the bottom of the barrel. The guy removes the faucet. Voice of the gas arayayin. And this pipe, you could have two types of faucets on a barrel. You could have one where the pipe goes in, or you could have one where it's only a faucet at the mouth. If this pipe of the faucet was all the way in, the guy's removing it, you have to wiggle it to get it out. It's a tight fit. So therefore, if the guy removes the barza and shakes it as he's removing it, that is gonna aser. Even though here you might ask, he's torud, he's busy taking it out. So it sounds like the rush that this is not a tirda, and taking out the pipe is Isaac in the ayin, and therefore he asers. V'dafka k'shayada shabarza iveres kol ashulayim. Dr. Ramah, only if he knows that this pipe goes into the wine. Avalim lo yoda, havalei maga ovekechavim shaloi bekavana, al yidei dovar acher demutra afilu b'shtia. Now think about that. Im lo yoda, the guy didn't know that this piece of pipe goes all the way into the wine, and really it does. But he didn't know, because a lot of the faucets on the barrels are just at the tip. So when he pulled it out, it's a guy touching it through something else, shalai bekavana, the mutra afilu b'shtia. That was Shachov. Shachov said, "Lekamon sif yudalit." He said, "It's going to be yudalit and chavdalit." Here we have this chiddush that you have like tarti letivusa. It's a maga oivik echavim aidei davar acher, not with his hand, and it's shalai bekavana. For whatever reason, he doesn't know, or he's not thinking about the fact that's touching the wine, then it is mutter. So this is the chiddush of this Ramah. We saw in Shachaf. It's going to be repeated in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Chaf Dalet. Maga akol yedei davar acher mutter afilu b'shtia. That's even in the time of the Gemara. That's nothing to do with akula of nechayis darga. Right. But Kavana, yeah, the Mechaber in Yud Aleph said Davar Acher Ases Ba'anah.
So that means by the takeaway of Kavana, it proves two levels.
Right. That's what Shachov said, because Sif Yud Aleph said there's no difference between his hand and Davar Acher. So Shach said, Davka Bekavana, there's no difference. Abba Shalai Bekavana, Yesh Chilak, Beinok Abiyadil, not with Davar Acher. Right. And here, right, absolutely. Shirshach, shalai bekavana. If it's with your hand, it's only mata b'hana. If it's a davar acher, it's mata afilu b'shtia. Now, here Shach Lamed Gimel comes back. If you remember, I don't know if you remember, last year I discussed with you the question of what do you do with sveikis by Yayin Nesach. Do you say safed rabbanon lekula? Yayin Nesach is a rabbanon. We say safed rabbanon lekula. Or do we say it's an Isra Avodah Zarah, and by Isra Avodah Zarah we find the expression Chazal Machmer even by Sveikus. If you don't know if he did Shechshuch, you know the guy was busy with the wine, you don't know if he did Shechshuch, they ask it. So what do we do by Sveikus? Look in Shach Lamed Gimel. The Ramah said if he knows the pipe goes all the way in. So if he knows the pipe goes in, it's awesome. If he doesn't know the pipe goes in, we're Mekel. Since you could be toiler that the guy was not around, aware of it, so mutter. So we have here the heter, which we have in a few places. We're going to have it again in Siftes Vav in a few minutes. That we say Safed Rabbanon Lekula by Yayin Nesach. The rule, the way we explained the last year, we were learning this, is it depends what the suffix is. By sveikis of Yayin Nesach, it depends. If the suffix is in the maisa that happened in front of you, you're allowed to be mekel. Safed Rabbanon Lekula. The suffix is, did this guy know? Didn't he know? So we say Safed Rabbanon Lekula. However, if there's a suffix that has to do with the Iker Takana, the Takana that Chazal set up, Chazal set up a takana to aser even sveikus. If we know, Medina de Gemara, if a guy is beyichud, with wine, and Rabbi Avodah Zarah is alone in a room with wine, the din of the Gemara is that he asks the wine. It's sveikis. Did he touch it? Didn't he touch it? Did he do shesha? Didn't he do shesha? In the Takana, they asked the yayin even in cases of sveikis. That's what they set up in Takana. That's a gzeira. Chazal make gzeiras. In the Lamaisa, when it comes to a Lamaisa tiki case, because Chazal weren't guys. Here he's pulling out the pipe, and we don't know if he knew or he didn't know. So here we say, Savadur Abana Lakula, and we're Taiva.
Okay.
I'm talking now before the Nechais Darga, it's true. Nechais Darga affects the Takana in a different way. If it's Asa Misafik or Asa Mevadai, Behanah, Nechais Darga says Muta Behanah. But then there's no difference if the Isser is Avadai or Asafik. It goes down. So when Chazal Asid, they Asid, Nechais Darga goes down a step. But there it's irrelevant if the original Isser is an Isser of Safik or an Isser of Avadai. Okay, the end of the Mechaber here. Let me explain to you why this is important, because we're going to read it, you're not going to realize. The question here is what to do if a guy opens the valve. You have a barrel of wine, the guy opens the valve and takes out wine. What happens now? There are two shaylos. If he opens the valve, what's the din of all the wine inside? Unless the wine comes into his cup, he's already handling it in the cup. Does he now asa everything? Because when he opened it, everything's moving. It's all moving down. He's moving all the wine. Or, we'll see. Or, this one shayla, if he opens it. Seven shaylas, what happens if he closes it? Let's see, somebody else opened it. He had opened it. And a guy comes and he closes it. Is that a reason to asa? So we have two shaylas. We're going to learn what it says. Just the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch talks about a guy taking out this faucet and putting in the faucet. I'm not going to picture guys taking faucets in and out, but it's the same din of opening the faucet and closing the faucet, as we're going to see in a minute. Let's see it inside. Yavol im einai veres kolay ve'ashulayim b'inyan she'iyef shalay l'shashach kishamaitzi. Let's say it couldn't have done shichshuch by pulling out this faucet, which would be the din if you open the faucet. You can't do shichshuch by opening a faucet. Have a kamay koichai. This goes into a new geder. This is a geder of koichai. Now, what is koichai? Look at the Be'er HaGoyla in the top left corner. Pirish. So the Be'er HaGoyla says, shehu yaitza mekoichai. If you open the faucet, it goes out because of your koyach. V'kivan de'enoi nesach gomor, lo shichshuch bei. So the question will be if what comes out is kaychai, it's coming out through kaychai, and that's awesome. What remains inside is nitzuk. What does nitzuk mean? There's a sugi of nitzuk chibur in mikvais and in hilchas pasul b'chalav and rather in taruvis and here. Nitzuk is a flow. The question is if on the bottom I have tamei liquid. And at the top, I'm pouring tamei liquid on. Do we say nitzuk chibur? The tumah travels up. If the bottom is treif, does the treif is treif? The bleis, do they travel up of a flow? By a mikvah, do we say if you have a mikvah of 20 saw, a mikvah of 20 saw, and one is overflowing into the other, does the nitzuk, is it mechaber them to make it all one mikvah? That's all shailas of nitzuk chibur. The shaila here is whether nitzuk asers by yayin nesach, not totally hilchos mikvahs. It's shaila is what happened. The guy opened the faucet. He didn't do any shichshuch. But mekaychai, he's moving the wine. When he moves it, mekaychai, he asks his b'shtia, napa'ana. The wine that's coming out is coming out from kaychai. The wine which remains inside is connected with a nitzuk. It's a flow together with the wine that's coming out. So assuming that when the wine comes out, it becomes aser, do we aser koichai and nitzuk? Now you can have a case of maga and nitzuk. Here we're talking about koichai. Wine which comes out is aser because it's his kayach. And the wine inside is koichai. Let's learn what it says before we jump to anything. Have a kamay koichai. The Gemara's case of koichai is when a person is a dam of water, and a person takes away the dam, and the water comes flowing. So the first stuff that flows is kayachai, and the later is called kayachai. So let's see what it says here. What? Oh, let's learn. No, because there was no shirshuk. Let's what? No, kayachai is a step less. Kayachai is a shtir. Let's learn inside. Have a kamei kayachai. Umashanisha b'chavis, and that which remains in the barrel is mutter afilu b'shtiyah. Umashayatza asa b'shtiyah. So what does the Mechaber appear to be saying? That which comes out, this kaychai, is going to be asa. That which remains inside is a nitzuk of kaychai, and that is mutter. That's what it seems. Let's learn Taz Yud Gimel and see how he explains it. Mashanisha b'chavis mutter. Now, 1 minute. What does it mean, what remained inside? It's all coming out. Pirish shenistam anekev. That obviously at some point someone closed the faucet, someone closed the hole. Vimloy nistam hayahaylech oid merachavis l'chutz. Now had someone not closed the faucet, everything would have gone out. We're talking everything above the hole. Afilahachi shari de'en kan ele isa kaychay shemikaychay yatza l'chutz. So first of all, it's only kaychai, it only asks b'shtia. Umitam zeh nami leyamrinon shemashe b'fnim yeh asa mikayach nitzuk. Kivon dekan o isa gufay einay iser gomor. Since the wine that comes out is not iser gomor, it's not yayin esach mamish to be asa b'ana. It's only kaychai. Zok detaz, kaychai, together with nitzuk, is mutter. Avol. So far so good. So far very glad. The guy opened the faucet and let stuff out, and later a yid came and closed the faucet. The guy's opening the faucet, asks kaychai, what actually comes out, but not that which remained in the barrel. Avol, however, what happens if the guy closed the faucet? Avol im tochav, oibik kechavim abaraz alisham, avol bishenei veres kol ashilayim. If he stuck in a seal to seal the barrel, even though he didn't do shichshuk, then we ask even what's inside, whatever would have flowed out of that nekev. It talks about a guy who puts his hand to stop up a hole. He's considered to be holding up everything above the hole. When he puts his hand to stop the hole, or if he sticks in a faucet to stop the hole, he's holding everything above it. And therefore, everything above it is called the guy's holding it, and it's all asa b'shtiyah. Comes out, the Gemara calls it sometimes yitziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmei shemaya. When it's an opposite of the of what you would think, it comes out like this. What would I say? What's worse? A guy opening a faucet and letting wine out? Or a guy closing a faucet and keeping it where it is? I would have said that opening is worse. Comes out now, not that way. The way the Taz is explaining, when he opens the faucet, what comes out, that's awesome. What's in the barrel is still mutter. He didn't do anything to what's in the barrel. It's only a nitzuk to kaychai, nitzuk and kaychai. The Taz all doesn't ask. Mashenka, when he stops it, he's holding up everything. So there, everything that he holds up is asa b'shtia. Only what would have come out from the hole in higher. But it's really most of the barrel. It's true. If the hole is high, it's only from the hole and up. Well, you have to remember, it's mutter b'hanoah anyway. The whole thing is mutter b'hanoah. It's only asa b'shtiyah. So, it'll be totally, if it's bottle, if it's bottle, it's bottle. Not now. What's the isser of his holding it up? If he's not touching, so it's negiya de davaracha. Cool it. I guess so. It's funny. Opening is not negiya de davaracha. You're just removing something. Now putting it in, that's negiya de davaracha. So the closing it is worse than the opening it. This is the this is what the Taz says. The Nekudas HaKesef has a ha'ara here. Mitam zeh lo yamina shema b'fnim yei osa mishum nitzuk lo yishgiach. The Taz didn't pay proper attention. Doha hamechaber sfira leibrei simen kof chafei the nitzuk asa b'kaychai. Ukamayshik says ikshesi b'zivkatan lamedalid. He says sarachian that this din of the mechaber goes like the Shita Sator, who holds that you don't say Kaicha Yanitzuk together. But the mechaber Shita later is that we do say Kaicha Yanitzuk together. And Mamela, this psak is not consistent with the mechaber Shita. The Shach there ends in Lamed Aled, Mekomokim Lididan. Again, like he keeps on saying it. Right, he says, "Makomakim." At the end of Lamed Aleph, "Kol lididan, akol afilu mashiyatul chutz mush mutu mishniya." Makom hefsed. Why? Again, the Chayz Darga. Right. Again, he says the same thing. Kamas of Chav Dalid, that we say the Chayz Darga, and he, since the guy didn't do shechshuch, the most he did was kaychay and kaychay nitzuk. So lididan, it's all mutter anyway. So he has a cash on the mechaber, but he. He doesn't. He just says Lamaise. There's no difference.
The whole concept of Nitzuk. Do we hold that despite the flow in an anti-grid direction, the Blias can go in the opposite direction?
That's the question of Blias has nothing to do with this sif. In Hilchas Taruvais, it talks about Nitzachiba by Blias, and it says Lachatchilu Amachmir, but B'diavad it's Mutter. We don't say that the Blias go up. That's my recollection. Yeah. That's
so
right.
The shut-off valve is actually outside the barrel. It's in the faucet part itself. Why would that be
awesome? If the spigot or the pipe of the spigot goes into the barrel, that would be a question of Isser Hanoah, because that's Shirshuch. Here we're talking where it doesn't go in. So there's no Isser Shirshuch, Isser Hanoah. But Negiah itself, as is Bishtia, so that's the issue. Well, it's actually not even Negiah, it's Kaichai. Like, see, touch the wine. Kaychay asks b'shtiya, so that's why we're going to ask. The last Ramah and Tanya Dalid im hoitzi shalay bekavana. If he took it out shalay bekavana, am mashiyotzul chut shari. The kaychay v'kham shalay bekavana shari, because kaych goy is like maga shalay aydei davar acher shalay bekavana is mota. I come on kuf chafay. Im hoitzi barsa aruza arucha toicha chavis. Now, what happens if you had a long faucet, ubetoich oisei barza nekev, and in that faucet there's another hole, v'noisem boy barza katana listay nikavai? Why would anybody do that? Any wine barrel drinkers? Is one?
He
says there are two. What's a barza? Barza is not a valve. Barza is usually used as a pipe. It talks in Hilchas Tils Yadayim, Pasach Barza, if it's enough to, for Tils Yadayim. What? Just a pipe. So let's see, if you touch it a pipe, you might say Barza Rucha Techavis, Msecha is a Barza Nekev, and nice them by Barza Ketana, Listam Nikavai, and Loi Haitzi Raka Barza Ketana, Kenever Asai Vishlaim Dainin Allah. If you have this long one and a short one, he moved only the short one, so we don't look at it as the long one. Okay. What the case is, we said there's a chilik between a long pipe and a short one. We said when you move the long one, it's shechshuch, you move the short one, it's not. So if you have a short one in a long one, I guess the shayla is, are you worried that when he removes the short one, he's going to shake the big one? So he says, you're not
bichash.
You'd like to seal it. It was leaking and he stuck it in. Okay. It's a seal. A seal in a seal. It got old and it needed a pipe in a pipe. Okay. Now, okay. So this is. Oh, I wanted to mention to you the Ramban Shita. It's interesting. Nobody started up with me about this. When you open the faucet and you take out the guy, he opens the faucet, takes out a cup of wine. So what comes out is kaychay. What's still inside is nitzuk to kaychay. Now the Ramban actually has a taina here. That really everything is kaychay. Everything inside went down. So the shach does bring a machlaikis, shach lamed hay. I don't know what his kavana is. He means to argue. He doesn't mean to argue. He says also b'shtiya kasa beis yosef. Dibre Ramban shevi a Rashba mashma. It doesn't mean the Ramban who brought the Rashba. It means a Ramban. The Ramban doesn't bring the Rashba. The Ramban shevi a Rashba. Probably should say. What's it say by you? Rabban Shehevi Ayu Shehevi Shehevi. All right. Anyway, Rabban Shehevi or Rashi, that the Rashi brought the Rabban Mashma da Filus Sosam Achkacha Nekev Osra Yain Shabachavas Ara Nekev Kiva Shabakayachav Yekachavim Nekar Lishbaich. It moved down towards the hole. So the Ramban holds that it's all kaychay. Aval aran kasa perkav Yishmael the Devar Ramban, Devar Ramban. I'm talking about shari mashma the b'snam nekev shari, the sasam nekev shari. That if it didn't go out, you sealed the hole, then it's mutter. So I don't know exactly what the lumdis is. It'd be interesting to try to figure out whether the level of the wine going down is called kaychay or not. What should be tali in? I don't know. What?
The immediate
effect of kai chai. That's perceived. It's more perceived as kai chai what he sees than what takes place inside. Yeah.
Perhaps the case is this: there's a big barrel. The one attempts to see where the wine is holding. First, they put in a small, we'll call it a baster. That's what it looks like. So they put in the baster, and it goes only down to the middle. They taste it. The wine is turning. So before they close the barrel or sell this vinegar at a lower price, they want to see where the wine is holding all the way down. So then they use the lower one, because otherwise...
Okay, it doesn't sound like a taster. It sounds like a faucet. But okay.
It can be done in the form of a faucet also.
I don't know if you have to remember that if he sucks it out from the straw, we said it's a filaf, he's going to ask her anyway.
Right.
He's touching it. This was his mouth is touching wine. That was the problem. Once the guy stuck it in, the Jew tasted it. Okay. So we went through three cases. Again, Yud Beis was the guy who said, this is wine, and he touched it. That Asas Ba'anah. We had the case of the Esrig in the wine, which is a Chiddush to be Matir. Hanah. And now we have the case of the guy sticking his finger in. Sticking his finger in, that taka asis ba'anah. We're afraid he does shishuk with his finger. The chiddush is not the Gemara's case, but what the mechaber added to the Gemara's case, that if he opens a faucet in a way that there's no shishuk, so kaychai asis b'shtia, and nitzuk to kaychai, the mechaber says is mutter. And that's what he says here, whatever the shas kasher, but that's lebaisa what he says here. Siftes vav. I told you we have five stories. Case number four. This is already not a Gemara, this is a Tshuva Naran. And here there's a Chiddush. The same Chiddush I mentioned before. Let's see the case. Ovi Kechavim Shaita. You have a guy who's a Shaita. Shenichtanas Labayi Shiesh Bechavi Shalyayin. Now listen to this case. The Ram was Ister Shaila. A guy, a Shaita, went into a house, which is a barrel of wine. So he sees the shaita going in, he goes running after him. When he came in, matzah, he didn't see what the guy did. He found hayayin yaitze derech nekev shehabar zotchuva bay. And guess what? You know, the guy goes in, he goes running after. By the time he gets in, bang, there's wine running out of the barrel. So I would have said, of course it's awesome. The Ram paskin mutter afil b'shtiyah. Why should this be mutter? Now listen to this, Ram. Shach Lamidvav brings the Ran. The Talinon, we say, he didn't open the faucet. Shazara Kalim Bishtusai, Bekana. In his foolishness, he was throwing things. He threw it at the faucet. Umetekachnis Nandeid Vyotzayayan. And he didn't mean to open the wine, he was throwing things. And the wine came out. Choshani Adea Betiv Yisuch Talinon Bechoma Adafshir Ransham. Since he's a shaita, he's not familiar with nisuch, so it's only gezeira atu nisuch. So now we're going to be taila b'chol ma'ad efshir. Anything you can be taila in, you're taila. Oh, I don't think so. People don't leave the house with the barrel of wine running. He has no das, and therefore. Therefore, be mutter b'hano. He said a cotton who has no knowledge in Sif Aleph, a cotton who has no seichel, tinukay v'chavim she'ena maskay v'chavim sham shay ain't ice ela b'shtia, but it's also b'shtia. Here, the Ram was mata b'shtia because talinon. Now, this talinon, this idea talinon, is an idea by Yisurim de Rabbanon, that you're allowed to be Taila Lahakel. It's a rule in Kuf Yud that we're Taila Lahakel by Nisan Drabana. We see here again that even though in that Gezeris, Chazal were very machmir in what's called what's Osir, they were machmir on Sveikis, that's in the Takon. In the Lamaisa, we do say Talina Lahakam.
Yeah.
What?
Everything is nice and neat in these places.
Yeah. I mean, why? If we know for sure he didn't throw it, he can't be tight.
You don't see a Kaylee on the floor.
We're assuming.
Don't
say if this is mutter everything. He's finished. You're going home. Everything's mutter. But he goes to another shear. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun. But I'm in the middle of a sugya. I always assumed we had a shaila in a shul here in the neighborhood with a autistic boy getting an aliyah. So my assumption always was when people ask me the shailas whether he has the das of a 13-year-old. Some sefer in his tshuva talks about counting for minyan. If he has das of a 13-year-old, he has the das of a normal 13-year-old. So then he has a din of a gadol. If not, he has a din of a shaita. So I heard, I didn't hear it from him directly, I heard from one of the well-known Paiskim, and tried to be a Mevar. He said that that's not true, that's not a Shaita. That's not what a Shaita means. It is a Shaita, and there's a Ksil. A Ksil is a fool. Someone who's I don't know what the Gedarm of Ksil is, but he says Shaita is what Chazal say, that he's nuts. He's cuckoo. These boys are not cuckoo. They're behind in their development. They don't develop properly. A shaita, he said, is someone who does naughty things. So this is what I heard. I'm trying to be mevar exactly what the lemaisa is, but because the Gemara says what's a shaita, London beis hakfaris ma'abin kol ma'ashen leistim loy. So that's a different gather. It's a different thing. What? There are different levels even there. I'll tell you, there are different levels. Some function better, some don't. I did have it with somebody who called me about tefillin for his 13-year-old. He called, he's very expensive and he has such a child. And I told him that somebody left tefillin in my house. The cipher had told him they're kosher, but they're not mahudr. And I think I called the cipher at the time to find out what the problem was. I told him to get new ones. So he left it for me. He said, what's he going to do with it? Maybe I'll find someone who needs it. So I told him, you know, I have the tefillin, and maybe just take these. They're kosher, but they're... So I asked him... So this is what he called me. This was last year, and I gave him the tefillin. He happened to call me last week with a shaila about the boy. So I told him, you know, I'm not sure if what I told you is true. So I asked him, is this boy ma'abid kol ma'ashen leistim loy? So he said, yes. He said, he can't, he has no control. He can't, whatever he has, he can't hold on to. All right, so if his development is so backwards that it's the definition of a shaita, so I suppose he's a shaita. But I'm talking about those who in their development are not quite. We have in Tervet Das, it's called Banim Lamokim. They have a yeshiva for autistic and Down syndrome children. And these boys, they have half a floor on the fourth floor they gave them. And the boys function pretty well. They function pretty well. I'll tell you a funny story. We have, you know, they come from the government to check the meals. You know, you get paid for a certain number of students. And they come and they actually stand there and count how many people are taking lunch. And they're always very suspicious, especially Goyim come to a Jewish place. So they're very suspicious, you know, that they're busing in kids. You know, there are stories about kids who get bussed in. So, all right, I don't say Lashon Hara about anybody. I always say something nice. What happened to Tervet Das is she was counting people. And so he come down, you know, 40 kids, Down syndrome kids, autistic kids, like so. And she says, what are you doing? Where'd you bring them from? So the fellow, the director of the yeshiva was staying there. He said, no, we have a class for these boys. We have a school for them. We have a couple of classrooms, and he told her. And this woman, she was so shaken up, she closed the book. She said, okay, I trust you guys. And she walked out. It was very, very nice. And So anyway, we're talking about a shaita. A shaita is erratic behavior. And
I once read the name of Tal Darok, said the pasuk, still a yavim and place.
Yeah.
So if you tell somebody something, I didn't understand that, but I know everything else. Then you tell them something else, I didn't understand, but I know everything else. Like, still thinks that everything that he doesn't know, just that I don't know. But
there are a lot of xylem around. Okay. All right, the fifth story before we finish. Tezayin. Who?
A goy doesn't have das.
Why doesn't a goy have das?
Doesn't a non-Jew not have das for certain
things? No, a goy has das. A goy from Sefer says a guy has been godly even younger. If we're passing it from Sefer, but... The subsefer says a guy is a bardas younger. A Jew has halach mishneh after 13. Says a guy even younger would have it in. All right, Tezayin, the last of the fifth meisim that I brought down. Now this is a meisim with Rabbeinu Tam. You know, I noticed there's a lot of Rabbeinu Tams and Rashi's shitas in Yayin Nesach. The sechtes Yayin Nesach and the Gemara is spread out. The blot don't have so much Gemara because there's a lot of Rashi, a lot of Tosfos. I realized Rashi and Tosfos were wine ciphering. So somehow I suspect that there's more of an arichus there because, you know, was there business. All right, this is a maisa in front of Rabbeinu Tam, Tezayin. In Nidner Oivik Echavim Abarza, V'lo Yotza Hayayin. In Nidner Oivik Echavim Abarza, he shook the barza. V'lo Yotza Menayayin Lechutz. V'abarza Arucha V'ovra Hadayfin. V'nechzib Sech Hayayin. In my barza ain't my dekas bechazaka neser hayayin b'nidnud zeh. So it depends if he shakes it, but he didn't let out any wine. So it depends if he could move it. If it's tight, so he couldn't move it. If it's loose, then avolam hayisamu dekas bechazaka mutter. What's the chiddush here? What's the chiddush over here? Huh? Lo yotze. It's not over. There's no kaychay. If he would let out the wine, kaychay, it's asa b'shtiyah. It didn't. Nothing came out. But he moved the barza. So he said it depends. If the barza is loose and it moves around, he's touching the wine through the barza. He's doing shushu through the barza. Nesareyayin. Then it becomes aser. It means even ba'ana. And if it's shichshuch, even ba'ana. Aydei davarach bekavana. We said it's asa ba'ana. Right? Now here the question is, what's the chiddush? We don't have any problem here what it is, but the question is, what? I should tell you, I may be wrong. The Gerol Amid Ches I see now in Ninneid, the damu lemadadai bekana da asa b'shtiyah. They touching it with a stick. That's asa b'shtiyah. He doesn't say asa b'hanar. I don't know, unless he means he was busy with the. I don't know. I don't know what the Gram means. The way I would understand what it's talking about here, Taz Yud was Mesupik, how much Shifshuk do you need? How much shaking it? A little bit, a lot. So the Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like, was Machmir, that even if you move it, if it's not tight, if it moves a little bit, that's enough. Even a Nidnud, a Shifshuk Kolshu is enough to ask. So these are the five cases that we had. And you wanted to know with the cleaning lady moving the wine, so you have to wait for next year, next week. And Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. A good convention to everybody, and Mitzvah Hashem Sunday.